Fet Life Station, The Vibe Starter. Featured guest DJs, music news, the hottest DJs from around the world.
Yo, man.
People always ask me, why am I always so happy and never down? And why I'm always laughing and how they never seem to catch me with a frown. Some may think it's not real, and I know that a lot feel it's a show. So I wrote this song to tell you about someone I am familiar with and know. So I tell them that it's you. You're the reason why I smile. You pick me up when I am low. That's what you get when you're a child. That's so much that I can say about the man I'm referring to. Jesus, 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 Jesus. All the praise belong to you.
it so hard, just trying to figure it out, fighting down, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words in my mouth and stay on the road. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go.
Oh, never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, minds will stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrorist disguised.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Just when I say that we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright.
Tell them,
we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder. Hey, day. Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trauma, let's stay.
Shiny appearance of evil, I pray.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine,
let it burn.
Have faith,
have
discouraged, 'cause you can't find your way. It's getting harder to believe when you pray. You try so hard, still you don't understand that it's all in the Master's hand.
Faith is already done. By His word, the victory is
already done.
Have faith, that's already done.
By His word,
the victory is won.
Have faith
is already done.
Come on and have faith.
By His word, the victory is won.
Have faith
is already done.
By His word,
the victory is won.
Oh, the victory
is won.
I'm telling you, the victory
is won.
Yeah, who's got the victory? I got the victory. You got the victory. The Lord has got the victory. Your man, Lester Kenyon, right here, FetLifeStation.com, Gospel Inspirations. That song there is from Marguerite Harlan. It's called Victory. New Day, New Sound Records. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a kind of a gloomy, kind of chilly, drizzly, kind of rainy day out there today. Yesterday it was about 80 degrees, wasn't it? Yeah. Don't believe the hype. It's winter, y'all. It's winter. We're having some crazy weather, crazy times, crazy circumstances. But just believe in the Lord and you'll be all right. Well, it's about that time for Sister Jillie Allen and Friends and Worship on the Move right here on FetLifeStation.com.
Just as you are. good morning and happy Sunday to my radio family. Come, now is the time. Now is the time to worship. I am your host, Jillian, and I am so very happy and delighted to be back with you as we worship on the move. You don't have to stop to listen. Thank you for tuning in with your earphones or your earbuds, whether you are at work or school or play. Or maybe you are at home, relaxing with your family and listening from external speakers. And that is great. It is also great that you can tune in from anywhere in the world, because FetLifeStation.com is international. My listening friends, send the link to someone. Send the FetLifeStation.com link to someone and let them know that now is the time to worship. My listening friends, I am sure you will agree with me that the alerts that appear on our phones and the breaking news on the television are enough to drive us into depression and anxiety. This week, we continue to see intensifying conflicts among people groups. We see war, we hear and see mass shooting, destruction from natural disaster, and we can go on and on and on. Now, the questions on everybody's mind are, how is this going to end? What is the future of this planet? My friends, God, our Creator, didn't leave us in the dark. He gave us these very alerts and these very breaking news thousands of years ago. Let's look at Luke chapter 21 and verse 9. It says, "But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." My friends, take note of this phrase, "do not be terrified." Now, how is this possible? In many places on this planet Earth, even our public safety is at risk. My friends, we can live in peace and calm through the power of God. And I want to let you know that we can attain the power of God through prayer. Yes, my friends, prayer makes a difference. And the good thing is that we can talk to God at any time and anywhere. Isn't that super great? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, my friends, let us talk to Him. Let us talk to God, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our friend. The voices in song that you will hear before and after the prayer are those of Preeta Garnett and her siblings. Thank you. Our God, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. Lord, we need not fear nor be terrified, because you are our provider. You are our deliverer, our protector, our redeemer, and our friend. There is none like you, Lord. There is just none like you. No one else can touch our hearts like you do. We can search and search for all eternity, but there is none like you. In the book of Psalms, Lord, you have given us so much assurance. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Lord, we declare, like the psalmist David today, that the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord, Lord, you are our strength and our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Though an army may encamp against us, our heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against us, in this, Lord, in this we will be confident. For in the time of trouble, Lord, you will hide us in your pavilion, in the secret place of your tabernacle. Lord, you promise to hide us. Lord, you promise to set our feet upon a high rock. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord, for the peace and safety and the assurance that you have given to us when we put our trust in you. O Lord, again, we declare, like the psalmist David, to have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions. Wash us, Lord, thoroughly, thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sins. Create in us, O Lord, a clean heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Do not cast us away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from us. We need your Spirit to guide us in our everyday walk in life. Lord, we ask that you will stretch forth your healing hand and heal all those who are sick physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, O Lord. Continue to provide for our daily needs. And what I fail to ask of you today, Lord, I ask that you fail not to grant it. This is my prayer with thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Give us strength, most holy Lord, strength to meet
This hour, we have a very powerful preacher, Pastor Darren Murphy. Presently, Pastor Murphy is pastoring in Jamaica. Before he speaks, we will listen to a beautiful rendition of the goodness of God, followed by another message and song by Camille Grant.
I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay down. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Goodness of God. And indeed, remember heaven. It is a place where we will be free. No more pain, no more misery, no more COVID, no more sickness. Nothing more to bombard us, to annoy us. Because in heaven, we will be free.
We are grateful for your ministry and for you sharing that thoughtful reminder for us to remember heaven. I'm so happy to be on this platform. It's long awaited. I'm grateful. I'm delighted, as I said before, because any opportunity that we get to share the word of God is always a privilege. It's an honor, something that we didn't deserve. I want to go deep in the Word of God with you because I want to share from the experiences I've had since this year with you on this space, in this time. You know, it's a good thing. Anybody can testify of the goodness of our God. All my life, He has been faithful. All my life, He has been so good. The scripture that we hope to use is Isaiah chapter 26. We're using Isaiah chapter 26 to paint a picture for us to see and to experience God in a different way. Just before we open the Word of God, please bow your heads with me as we pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege that we have in this time and the space to share and to experience the goodness of God through the preaching of the Word, through the singing of songs, and through prayers. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will guide the rest of the proceedings and you will use me to your name's honor and glory. This is my prayer with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah chapter 26, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Karen Holford, in her book, The Loneliness of Grief, shares in graphic detail one of her several miscarriages. Karen and her husband has had to deal with the ordeal of having the knowledge that they are with child, but never able for years to really bring a child to full term, a fetus to full term. Karen explains how she felt and the kaleidoscope of emotions that she had to deal with in that time, that grueling time of despair, that time of loneliness, not being understood by others, not understanding herself, the trauma that she was experiencing. She spoke of the pain of giving birth to something that died. She and her husband scraped in one instant. She and her husband scraped from the toilet what solid that they could find. While she was there, she had to come to grips that she was having another miscarriage, and her husband was scraping from the liquid in the toilet what they could find as solid and place it in a jar. That was the instruction given to her by her doctor. Empty and barren are the words that she used. Empty and barren, struggling to find something positive to cling to. Empty and barren, struggling to find something positive to cling to in this difficult ordeal, something to give comfort and hope, to take her through the meandering of what she hoped she would have gained at the end of knowing that she was pregnant. Bereaved now of another child that they have never loved. Bereaved of another child they never got a chance to hold, a life that they made together but wasn't able to see. It was never seen. A baby that was real to her, a baby that was real to them, but one they had never known. Pain, she said, was her only reality. She felt as if she had no peace. She felt as if she had no peace. Can I say to you that some of you have had some miscarriages? It may be literal or it may be metaphoric for some of you. Some of you can identify with having your dreams shattered. Some of you can identify of being told or knowing that something was within you, but you never got a chance to hold or see it. Some of you can testify that you have had your own miscarriages. You've been left barren and empty. But can I tell you and hasten to tell you that even if you feel as if there is no hope, as she felt, and even if you feel as if there's nothing positive that you can cling to, I'm here to remind you that the God who holds the world in his hands is not blind to your situation. He still knows and he still cares. I know you are struggling. I know you are hurting. I know pain has become your necessary food and tears have been your frequent friend. I know that you feel that there is no peace in your soul. An online article published June 2012 in the Neuroimage magazine, it says, and I quote, "During every waking moment of life, a human being consists of a variety of mental states." And Karen had to go through several mental states. Are you there with me still? Yes, the article pushes on by saying these mental states are classified within the context of emotions, classified within the context of cognitions, classified within the context of perception. With every waking moment, we have to deal with emotions. With every waking moment, we have to deal with cognitions. With every waking moment, we have to deal with perceptions. And when the weight of the world hits home, right there where you are, right there in your living room, right there in your office, right there in the bathroom, right there, wherever you're seated or wherever you're listening to me from, when the weight of life hits you right there, along with the other overwhelming issues of life, how can we find peace in a time like this? How can we speak of peace in a time like this? When my emotions are all over the place, when my cognitions, and what are these cognitions? Psychologists tell us that cognitions are the retrieving of a memory. It has to do with planning the future. It has to do with concentrating on what is before you. Perceptions are face perceptions, color perceptions, and sound perceptions. How we perceive the things around us, how we perceive what we hear, how we perceive what we see, how we perceive what we're experiencing. We go through a variety of mental states. And the harsh reality is, looking to these emotions, looking to these cognitions, looking to these perceptions can be very misleading. It can be confounding. Your emotions, your feelings, your cognitions, your perceptions are all on the same circuit. So if your emotions are affected, so too are your cognitions. And when your cognitions are affected, it means your perception is blurred because everything is on the same circuit. What I've experienced then, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, what I've experienced is if I have my mind in the right place and my perceptions in the right place and my emotions in the right place, then I can find peace, because that's what God says. If my mind, he whose mind is stayed on me, he will get peace. But I find it difficult for my mind to be stayed on God, for my emotions to be centered on God, for me to recall the goodness of God all the time, and for me to actually perceive the goodness of God in my life. Because do not fool yourselves. It's because some of us Christians, we have that kind of mentality. We think that we'll always be okay. Our emotions will always be right. But sometimes your mind is telling you no, and your body is telling you yes. Sometimes that which you want to think about, you're not thinking about it. That which you hope to perceive, you just can't perceive it. The positive that you think will come from the situation is not always in your next sentence in your mind. My mind should constantly recall, yes, as a Christian, the goodness of God. And I heard the song earlier, "All my life you have been faithful." But somebody here knows, we know, you can testify. You can testify that the times that you really had peace were the times when you remember the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Some of you can really testify that the times you had peace is when were times when you perceived and knew that the foundations were laid by only one. And before the foundations were founded, he that is the foundation knows every part of you. And before you crumble, he'll be that founding part of you that keeps you together. We know the times that we experienced peace was when we recognized that God was sovereign and that God is everlasting. And from everlasting to everlasting, he will be true.
We know that the times that we experienced peace was the times when he was our shield, when we knew he was our shield and our buckler and our strong tower and our towering defense. We knew this, and we know this. So I believe then, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, to experience peace, for my mind to be stayed on God, it means my emotions, my cognitions, and my perceptions all together would have to be centered and focused on him. But I've established that that's not easy to do, especially when you have an overwhelming job, when you have an overwhelming experience, when you're struggling with your emotions and thoughts. But we have to train the mind to recall the goodness of God. We have to train the mind to perceive and to hear, to see the goodness of God. We have to train the mind to be subject to the will of God. So to experience peace, brothers and sisters, beloved, to experience peace, the mind, the conditions, the emotions and perceptions must be on God. The believer then, beloved, has to train the mind to get these in the same way, going in the same direction. This we do. We do this, we train the mind, we are able to train the mind when we recall truth. Are you still there with me? I'm going somewhere. We train the mind when we recall truth, and not just recall truth, but live by truth. Are you still there with me? Because truth is the only solid, unshakable, immovable thing that we have. Yes, the beliefs we hold should hold us together even when life feels like it's falling apart. But sadly, sometimes with the intensity of what we feel, we can't take our emotions of what we're experiencing to actually perceive or to project to a God who says that I will be with you, whether in good times or bad times, or a God who says I will never leave nor forsake you. It's not the easiest thing to do when you have to deal with debt and death. It's not the easiest thing to do when you're facing unemployment. It's not the easiest thing to do when all is just crumbling around you. It's not the easiest thing to do to concentrate on God. No. So we have to train the mind that regardless of what I experience, God is still good. Are you still there with the preacher? So the only thing that can keep us together in these times of failing economies and failing marriages, the only thing that we have is to keep our minds on truth. Are you there? John 14 verse 6 says, I am the way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I want to push on by saying that truth, brothers and sisters, is past, present, and future acts of Jesus Christ. Truth can be considered to be the past, the present, and the future acts of Jesus Christ. So therefore, there's a truth about him in my past, there's a truth about him in my present, and there's a truth about him in my future. What I perceive, ladies and gentlemen, that one of the things that really keep us from actually experiencing this peace and keeping our emotions, keeping our cognitions, keeping our perceptions on God is the daily experiences that we have of guilt and shame. But here's the truth that I'd like to share with you about the truth. My Bible tells me that Jesus Christ, the truth, is my mediatorial authority. What does this mean, preacher? Let me push on very quickly. The book of Revelation speaks of Jesus Christ as the lion, yes. And when he's seen as the lion, it means that he is the authoritative figure. It shows how he overcame. Are you there with me? It shows how he overcame. So one of the things that keep us from experiencing peace is the fact that we don't believe that we have been forgiven. One of the facts that we don't believe that we have been forgiven. Another reality is that our concept of self is somewhat marred by what others have said about us. And what others have said about us have become the way in which we have chosen to live, not recognizing that there's one who sits on the throne, who makes intercessions on our behalf. He is our mediatorial authority. It means he is our go-between. It means he's our advocate. So I can experience peace even though I'm a saint, but don't always act saintly. I can experience peace because I know that if I confess my sins to Jesus Christ, he's faithful and just to forgive me because he is my advocate, because he is my mediator. Once we used to cry to a priest, Once they used to take turtle doves and offerings into a sanctuary so that they could actually petition God and ask for sins to be forgiven. But right now, I can go boldly into the throne room of grace because of what this priest who has made a sacrifice once and for all to forgive me of my sins. I have a mediator. So one truth I have that keeps me steady, even though I've sinned, one truth that keeps me steady is that I still have someone who mediates on my behalf. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. The other truth I know is that he is my mediatorial atonement. So he has made the sacrifice once and for all. And what Jesus Christ has done cannot be undone. And the fact that he died for me on Calvary, it's a past act. It's a past truth that has present implications. So whatever point you find yourself, oh hallelujah, I'm getting excited all by myself. I need you to remember that there's only one who has made atonement for us. And because of his atonement, I can consider myself free and saved because of this truth. Oh, hallelujah. So what you have not yet experienced, brothers and sisters, in your presence to come, what you have not yet experienced has been confronted and conquered. And what you're now experiencing must have been given the divine approval by the one who is the Lion and the Lamb, the mediatorial authority, the mediatorial atonement. I want to shout right now because I know that there's some persons who are being released and relieved at this very moment. You don't have peace because you keep thinking about that which you cannot do to save yourselves. You're not saved by your beliefs. You're not saved by a church or a system. You're saved by a relationship with Jesus Christ. One who is not threatened by your trauma. One that even when you flirt with your fears and court your anxieties, he's still there waiting on you. God is not threatened by what we experience. And you can never be at a place of mess that God can pick you up, because the one who sustains you and the one who keeps you is the same one who blew breath into your body. How did I get so far? Isaiah, here in verses 3 and 4 of chapter 26, focuses on the strength God gives. The focus is what God gives to keep us, keep our cognitions, keep our perceptions, keep our emotions on him. One of the keys to understanding this particular chapter here in Isaiah, this particular verse in Isaiah, is to realize that the prophet Isaiah, watch me, come with me. The prophet Isaiah is looking forward to the end of all things. Now, I know that from where you sit, if we were in church, you'd be shouting right now. I know that it's not easy being you right. Can I talk to you? It's not easy being you right now. The person in your house don't know how hard it is to keep your thoughts together. The persons at work don't know how hard it is to keep you together. It's hard being you right now. The stress and hell that you are going through. How can I have peace? How can my cognitions, how can my perceptions be on God when I'm so unstable? Where does the strength come from? Where do I get the strength to push on even amidst all that's happening? But Isaiah wants us to understand, as you look through the passage, you have some time, you read it for yourself, that things may not always look good, but at the end, things are going to be well. Isaiah knows that while things may not look good right now, God promises us that his plans are good. Somebody ought to shout amen. He's moving us toward that day when death will be swallowed up. He's moving us toward that day when he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. I need to share this with you. I've been doing funerals and memorial service week after week, and I'm praying for the day that death itself will die. The other day I was just looking in one of the graves, and I was saying to myself, I went down in the grave. Mm-hmm. I went down in the grave, and I said to myself, self, one day this will be you. One day, if life lasts, this will be you. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. I'm talking the truth. If life lasts, one day you will be like me, where I was standing. You'll be there in a casket. And I was there, and I recognized that they're making the graves smaller and smaller because they want to maximize on space, because death is just a frequent occurrence. And I stood there and I stretched out my arms and I realized that when I die, nothing, absolutely nothing, will be taken with me. The things that I stress, the things that I stress over to acquire, the things that I think that I need, one day they will not be with me. So I thought to myself, it's better, borrow the words from Luke, it's better for me to think along this line. What does it profit me if I gain this world and lose my soul? And some of us do not have peace because we're trying to acquire the material. But the most important thing that we need now is to ensure that our lives are rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. That he whom I say I believe in is my all in all and the center of my focus. But how did I get there? I'm pushing on. So Isaiah is moving us toward what will be in the end, but we aren't promised peace on the other side of eternity only. We're promised peace now. Isaiah tells us how we can experience and walk in strength and peace today. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock. That's what Isaiah says. The Hebrew word for the phrase stayed on, actually means to brace. It actually means to uphold. It actually means to support. Come with me now. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, beloved, in other words, those whose minds are fully braced, those whose minds are fully upheld, those whose minds are fully supported by truth, don't forget this, are supported, upheld, and embraced by truth, and trust in God, he will keep such a person in perfect peace. So how do I bring this home then? The person who is steadied by Jesus, the person that is steadied by Jesus, not wavering, but resolute, that he is able to keep me from crumbling under the weight of the beating experiences of life, that he who can take me through life's vicissitudes, if I am steadied by him, then I will experience peace. I know, brothers and sisters, sometimes you flirt with your fears and court your anxieties and you pimp your feelings. Sometimes it's what you are gifted with. Watch this. Sometimes it's what you are gifted with that actually weighs you down and gives you the least amount of peace you expect. When I worked in the country area in Western Jamaica, I realized when I went through certain farms that you had to, when banana trees started to bear fruit, or when they start to shoot, as we call it here in Jamaica, when it actually starts to shoot, it actually weighs down in an unnatural position. You have to get something to brace it up. So can I submit to you tonight that what you're experiencing may just be an outgrowth of that which God has placed in you, but nonetheless it has brought you some unsettling feelings. But once God is the one keeping you up, come on, say amen. The job that you have, God is keeping you up. The family you have, God is keeping you up. And when you recognize that the person who is keeping you steady is Jesus Christ, you have nothing to worry about. If you're upheld by Jesus, so when you're steadied by him, it means you're resolute, you believe in him. When you're upheld by him, you recognize that your maintenance and your sustenance actually comes from God. You're daily maintained by the one who came down at a time appointed and brought you from the nothingness of your parents. And before he summoned you through the gene pool of your parents, he had a plan. He had a credibility. He had a framework, a strategic framework set aside to ensure that every one of your needs would be taken care of. So you are worried because you don't have any peace because you believe that the God who created you has left you. What can I tell you? The one who blew breath into your body still speaks over your life. And what you need to understand is that God is still speaking, and God is still molding, and God is still fashioning. And when you recognize this and your mind is stayed on him for what he is doing, you'll have peace. Just recently, while I was moving through the district, I saw a dog. Oblivious to the oncoming vehicle, this emaciated figure was maneuvering, unaware of the impending danger. There were some scraps of food right there on the road, so he was being guided toward the food. Oblivious to the impending danger. Can I say to you that some of you have become desperate because you have forgotten that God is the one who upholds, and God is the one who keeps, and God is the one who sustains. And even with the impending danger of your current situation, you're still going in the wrong direction. And when this happens, you can have no, and like the dog, I almost hit the dog. And when this happens, sometimes, brothers and sisters, going in that direction of desperation, you have to be careful where it leads you. As I come down to a close, the Bible also says he will keep him in perfect peace, means it is all embracing peace. Therefore, there is a divine approval and agreement for your peace. Let me repeat. There's a divine agreement and approval for your peace. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, whatever is released in this atmosphere in your life, whatever is released in this atmosphere in your life must have the approval and must have been met by Jesus Christ and the heavenly host before it was released on earth. Because some of you believe that you're going through more than what you can bear. But whatever is over your head is under God's feet. And the reality is, he who dwells in the realms that we cannot see has given the approval before it reaches you. And because he has given the approval before it reaches you, you are guaranteed that even though you're experiencing hell right now, God has a plan for the hell that you're going through. The Bible tells me that when they sold Joseph, they meant it for evil, but God had a plan for it. Can I tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, that that which is keeping you down, that is preventing you from having your peace, that which keeps you up at night, it may just be that which God has pre-approved and given in your spirit or released in the atmosphere. But don't be afraid. The devil is still a tool within the hand of God to do whatever he sees fit. So whatever the devil chooses to do or may be doing, the storms that rise from time to time, the things that baffle us, the things that confound us, the things that pushes us away and allow for our perceptions to be skewed, the things that allow for us not to recall the goodness of God, the things that pushes our emotions all over the place, are still things within the control and the confines of God. Do not be dismayed. Do not be perplexed, or do not feel as if you don't have a God who can keep you and protect you in these times when you don't know how to keep and protect even yourselves. The English phrase for peace means all embracing peace. Therefore, there is a divine approval for you. So God, by the power of the indwelling spirit, gives us the strength internally to face whatever comes our way externally. When this happens, brothers and sisters, beloved, it means then that our reality doesn't affect our mentality. It means then, brothers or sisters, our reality isn't affected, or our mentality rather isn't affected by our reality. So there's death in my family, but my mentality is God will bring death to its knees one day. The reality may be that I'm experiencing stress, but I know for sure that God will take care of this one day. So when I recognize that I have this peace within, because let me just share if I can push this home for you a different way. Based on how your mind is, if you can get your minds made up, if you can center your mind, if you can focus your mind, after a period of time, you will come out of certain situations. And when you come out of certain situations, eventually, if your mind is over here, your body has no other authority but to go where your mind is. So if I can keep my perceptions on that positive thing, if I can keep my emotions on that positive thing, I may have to dwell within unfavorable circumstances. But eventually, my entire body will follow my mind. That's how we get the deliverance that we really need. When our minds are stayed on God, our bodies have no other authority but to move where our minds are going. And that's how you experience the peace that God promises us. And when hell is falling around you, you still can maintain an attitude of praise. I can tell you this off the bat. This year, I've had 3 accidents. This year, my mother-in-law had a stroke that took her speech and took her mobility. This year, I found out that my mother has stage 3 cancer. Yes, this year, all in the space of just about 7 or 8 or 9 months, I've had to deal with hell. I'm living from one house to the next. I'm living from suitcase to bag. I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. I'm financially, emotionally, psychologically, I'm in different places, because sometimes, even when you're a Christian, you recognize that you're not immune to the atrocities of life. But when those times come, it's a time to have a praise party with God. It's good to have him invited. It's good to have God there with you in the midst of everything, in the midst of what you're going through. Recall that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Recall, bring to your cognition that he will keep me. He will keep me in perfectly. Recall, bring from the recesses of your heart. You can stack stones, spiritual stones, like Joshua, who when they moved over into the promised land, they stacked 12 stones to remember that which God has done. It's good, brothers and sisters, to recall the goodness of God. It's good to stack some spiritual stones. I can remember there's a time that I didn't know myself. I can remember there's a time that I was set loose in the devil's camp. I can remember how difficult it was for me to take one step forward, because every time I took one step, I took six steps. But I remember, I recall that I was a nobody by so many. They placed so many tabs on me. They told me I wouldn't be anything good. They told me point blank that I was dunce, outrightly dunce, and I was uneducated. But when God pulls you from a place where you think that you would never, ever have been taken from, why not praise him? And if God did that then, when I had no knowledge of him, will he not keep me in perfect peace now that I know him and know his words? It doesn't mean that our circumstances will feel peaceful when we talk to God. It doesn't mean that our relationships and our troubles and hardships will suddenly get better. Nor does it mean that the prayers we pray suddenly will get answered. But what it does mean to experience this peace is that you will be steadied, upheld, and embraced by truth, the past, the present, and future acts of Jesus. You will not be overrun with fear, anxieties, and worst-case scenarios and conspiracy theories. The author of Hebrews closes by saying, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same God who rescued David from Saul, the same one who split the Red Sea so the children of Israel could safely pass through, and the one who promises strength to his people, it's the same God I present to you that will still give you peace. He's the same, and he has not changed. Are you willing to trust him? John Piper says this as I close. There's no power in the universe that can stop God from fulfilling his total good plans for you. His words are confirmed by Job. Job 42 verse 2, when he says, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. No purpose. Beloved, trust comes from constantly checking the emotions, from constantly checking your cognitions, from constantly checking your perceptions and balancing them with the reality that whatever we experience can be ultimately used for the goodness of God. Far away in the depths of my spirit sings a melody sweeter than song. Yes, the songwriter says, peace, peace, coming down from the Father above. I pray that as you center your cognitions, center your perceptions, and center your emotions, you'll experience the peace of God. May God bless you. May God keep you in this time and in this place. Oh,
Spirit leads me on by the power of your love. Lord, unveil mine eyes. Let me see you face to face, the knowledge of your love.
Amen and amen. That was Wayne Malcolm reminding us about the power of God's love. Hallelujah. What a powerful message by Pastor Murphy. God has the power to take care of all our miscarriages in life. Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My friends, what is over our head is under God's feet. Praise Him. Let us praise Him. And with God's power, our reality doesn't have to affect our mentality. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We also want to say thank you to all our musicians for their messages in song. A special thank you to my listening friends. It's a pleasure, always a pleasure, to worship with you here at FaithLifeStation.com. Every Sunday, remember to invite a friend to tune in. Send the FaithLifeStation.com link to someone and ask them to tune in with you. Remind them that they don't have to stop to listen. They only need a pair of earphones or a pair of earbuds, because this is worship on the move. If you want to contact us, you may go to the Worship on the Move Facebook page and contact us by messenger or by the email in the chat, BeulahBrigades@gmail.com. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Have a great week.
Have a happy Sunday, everyone. And remember that if you want to listen to this podcast again or any other previous podcast, you can access these podcasts by a simple Google search. Search for Worship on the Move. You can also find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Podcasts. Subscribe and share any of those links. There may be someone, just someone, who may need that message in the spoken word and songs to reset their lives.
That's all I can hold on to. I gotta say, this is taking me by surprise, but nothing surprises you. Before a heartache can ever touch my life, it has to go through your hands. And even though I keep asking, nothingness by myself, I'm just sleeping in silence. There's no way I can make it without your help. I won't even try it. I know you have your reasons for everything, so I will keep believing. Whatever I might be feeling, God, you are my
Live Station, the Vibe Starter. Featured guest DJs.
Original show.
Music news. The hottest DJs from around the world.